My name is Michael Pelletier. I've been charged with conspiracy to distribute cannabis. I've been down for 15 years since 2004 with a life sentence with no parole. I was raised on a potato farm, and at the age of 11, I got run over by a tractor, and I've been a paraplegic since. With all the spasms and all the problems, I was introduced to cannabis, which helped and alleviated my spasms and my depression, my suicidal thoughts and whatever. And since then, that's my miracle drug. Here I am with a life sentence, and because of the three strikes, my first strike in my life, I'm 63 years old, first strike in my life was 6 ounces that they found in the woods. And then the second one, I helped somebody with a few pounds, and he came to pay me with the drug enforcement. While I'm doing time in the Maine State Prison, they came up with this conspiracy, and I've been incarcerated since. They just went with wanting to get me and thinking that I would not take a life sentence, and I would rat out on everybody I could, like the snitch did, and not, you know, I mean, they didn't think I had dignity, I suppose, is the word, or, you know what I mean, or morals or whatever, that I'd roll over on everybody and anything I could, and they were wrong. Well, the prosecutor claimed to the jury that I lived a lavish life because I had an ATV, a snowmobile, and a wave runner. I lived at my dad's house at the lake, and he made it sound, and he says he lives a lavish life. I told my lawyer, I says, why don't you tell him that he has a more lavish life? Because if I take both of his legs off, you know what I mean, that's what it is without legs. And then if he has an ATV, I say, well, you don't, that's a toy. You don't, that's not necessary. For that's what my legs are, is my ATV, snowmobile, and canoe, kayak, or whatever it is, wave runner was. Those are my legs, you know. It's not luxury. It's a necessity to survive. I mean, well, to be in a wheelchair ain't the place to be, bottom line. Because I don't have anything more than the normal. I call them the walkies. I don't have what the walkies do. But a person in a paraplegic or whatever that's in a wheelchair, it's twice the time. I miss my family. My sister will cry if I call, you know. So I don't call. So out of sight, out of mind, or out of, you know what I mean? That's the way I look at it, you know. Let them, they feel better if I don't call.
This call is from a federal prison.
I feel I do them harm when I call and make them cry and stress out and whatever. I'd like to just meditate in the woods somewheres and just enjoy the scenery of a lake and trees, and you know, I haven't seen a tree in 15 years now. Well, to the people who believe that I belong in prison because I committed a crime, I would ask them to get to know me just a little, get to know my intention, my desire to help others. And the
first call is from a federal prison
I had for cannabis. I would ask them to be open and hear thousands of others' stories of individuals relieved by the simple plant and see all the good cannabis has done and is doing. I don't fault people for their ignorance, but I ask them to be informed before they judge. I knew this 50 years ago. My dad now calls me and said, Mike, you were ahead of your time, you know what I mean? You were a medicine man. And they didn't know it. But I knew with this reefer madness and how Ann Slinger way back when the prohibition alcohol stopped and everything, that it's the tobacco company and the paper company and the alcohol company came up with this funds for the reefer madness that they had to show to every school or whatever back then, which is a lie. And now that seems the cat's out of the bag or the truth's coming out, but how many lives have they corrupted, including mine, on BS